Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And hey, we just did another deal with Noble Gold to reallocate some assets. Not that I'm rich, but I want to keep things in proportion because you know what the banks can do to you, Dodd-Frank. They can take your money. You're an unsecured creditor. And when they start to fail, you can expect that to happen. Well, don't let it happen to you. Don't lose your retirement. You got a nest egg to protect. Let me send you free information. No obligation. No one will call you. But keep in mind, I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 7 years. I've been a customer for six. And I keep putting my money where my mouth is. And we protect our assets there. We go minimal in the bank and we diversify. And they're really good at it. So go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. And I will rush you out electronically a free information packet. They will not bother you. They're the most low pressure sales team. First time I called them, I had to push them to finish. Are you ready, Mr. Hodges? Yeah, I'd like to do this now. Okay. And that's the approach you're going to get. They're great, and they can save your backside. And I mean that sincerely, because I see the banks faltering, and I see a collapse coming with the dollar. And when they do, you're not getting your money. So DaveHodgesGold.com. Our guest is Virginia Farver. And we know Virginia because she talks about how these electromagnetic frequencies are harming us. And we've been interviewing Dr. Anna Mihalchek, and she's talking about how they can even interact with the vaccines with the nanobots. And man, oh man, oh man, it's bad. But Virginia's discovered something that the federal government has known about that's harmful, and they're not even bothering to tell us. So Virginia, welcome back to the show. I know you come from the jewel of the Ickley Empire. Fort Collins, Colorado, as they like to call themselves, the jewel of the Ickley Empire. And we're really glad to have you. But it just seems like no matter how much you uncover about these criminals, they keep doing more and more.
And concealing more and more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. What, you know, let me ask you a general question before we dive into the specifics. What do you think their motive is for knowingly harming so many people?
Because I think it's all under the envelope of the World Economic Forum. Even you can type in the World Economic Forum and UL certification, you know, for all of our appliances, and it pops up all over the place. And UL will actually state that they won't be held accountable for fires or for harm. So this tells me that they know that there's a problem.
Yeah, but this is across the board. I remember Peter Finch when he was Howard Beale in the movie Network, the Academy Award winning movie from the 70s. And he said, look, I know the air is not fit to breathe, the food's not fit to eat, and the water is not fit to drink. And this is before cell phones. So, you know, he would have added that in too. And it's everything. And I got to tell you, in my private life, I have great friendships. Most people I meet, vast majority, are really good people. I'm very optimistic. But when it comes to the establishment, whether it be corporate or whether it's the Bolshevik communists that have taken over our government now, I'm looking at these people through the lens of depopulation. I think they're deliberately trying to harm us. Has that thought occurred to you?
Oh, that's bottom line what they're doing. So, you know, that's absolutely what they're doing.
You know, tell me why. Is it part of a depopulation agenda we've read about with the quotes? We want to bring 90% of the population or get rid of it because we got too many people on the planet. Do you think that's what's motivating this?
I think it is. But I have a hard time with it because we've let all these illegals in. And I'm thinking to myself, they're always telling us not to use energy, not to drive, not to travel, not to, you know, and they are coming in here and they're using our resources as well. So, yeah, I think it's a complete depopulation plan.
Well,
at least 90%.
I had someone from the Pentagon tell me that he's pretty sure. He said, Dave, the illegals are here to replace us. And he said, and AI will be used to get rid of them. And we'll be handing over this country to China. And that's the modus operandi that some military people I talk to really believe this is true. They believe very much in the replacement theory. But it's interesting because they give them cell phones too when they get here.
Right.
So
Well, I
that kind
think.
of opens the door. You want to just review for the audience what you sent me that got my attention?
Okay, this was a news release from the Environmental Health Trust, and they were the other half of the lawsuit that I won in August of 2021.
Yep.
So it's about the FCC concealing cell phone tests showing human radiation exposure limits that were being exceeded by the guidelines. So, yeah, this is really bad stuff. I mean, and this the lawsuit that we won was August 13th of 2021, and my part was on in the Children's Health Defense. And in 2019 is when the FCC was doing tests on Apple, Samsung, some other Motorola, some other cell phones. They were doing, and they found out even 2 millimeters from the body that they were still exceeding FCC guidelines. And actually, the PhoneGate alert out of France has just recently updated their list of 48 cell phones now that exceed FCC guidelines.
Now, when you say 2 milliliters, put that in American terms. How many inches is that?
That's just a very small amount away from the body. So, you
Right.
know, and but the thing is people are putting these up to their heads. They're putting them in their pockets, and boy, I'm telling you, these boys. I mean, if you're planning on having kids, I mean, you need to make sure that cell phone is out of your pocket for months so that your sperm can become healthy again. I mean, we're going to have all these damaged kids. That's what's going to happen.
So, are you saying the phones are radiating their sperm counts for males?
Oh, absolutely. And getting rid of their sperm as well too, so that, you know, they can't have kids. There, it's harder to have kids.
Well, that's interesting. A lot of people are pointing to the vaccines for the reduction in population. I mean, we've gone from 79 to 76 years of age, and I think the vaccines are a big part of it. But even before the first vaccine was given for COVID, you and I were talking about how fertility was being affected by this. And our birth rate, you have to have 2.1 to stay even for your population, not counting immigration. But our birth rate has gone down to 1.8 2 years ago, and now it's 1.6. No nation's ever come back from less than 1.8.
Right.
Do you think that cell phone radiation is a big part of it because it messes with fertility?
I think it's a huge part of it. And I to this day think that the COVID was released at the same time they were installing the 5G because they knew exactly what they were going to do to us.
That is really interesting. Well, you had sent me a graphic, and you opened it up. There was a warning there. What was the warning to when it said it was dangerous to humans? Can you talk about that warning that you sent me?
You mean the
That from the cell phone
this?
companies themselves.
Oh yeah, you know, it's all in their manuals. I've got a cell phone manual from 2007 for an LG, I think it was. I don't even know if they make those anymore. But anyway, it actually states in this manual that if you're nervous about the emissions from the radiation emissions from these cell phones, to make sure you keep them away from your heads or your bodies. And children should never own a cell phone. So I think about this all the time. Look at all the kids now with all these cell phones. I mean, it's going to get bad. There's going to be a tsunami of cancers with these kids. I have no doubt about it.
Well, the thing about the brain, it doesn't finish fully developing until you're in your early 20s. But when you look at kids that are getting the cell phones at 10 and 12 years of age, their brain is nowhere near being being done. The cell phone damage, is it structural or biochemical or both?
Both. And so, we just need to turn this around, and parents need to start being parents and quit using these devices as babysitters. And that's what they do. And they're all worried they have to have this connection to their child while they're at school. And tell your kids if they walk home or things like that to make sure they're with other kids, in groups. And we've got to turn this around somehow, some way, because they're going to keep going. They're going to keep going and upping all the emissions if they can do it.
Does this affect learning? Have you looked at any research with this?
Oh, absolutely. It causes brain fog, concentration problems, and my son was suffering from a lot of this, and he was actually applying for law school in California. And he would call me at home and he'd say, "Mom, even if I got in, I don't know if I could make it through." And I said, "Well, why would you say that?" And he goes, "Really, Mom?" He says, "I cannot remember anything."
Really? I know he passed because of a brain tumor related to this, but so he had signs very early on, didn't he, when he was still highly functional?
He started having signs when he started school at SDSU. And the odd thing was when after he was diagnosed with his brain tumor and had surgery in California, we brought him home, and a lot of his symptoms actually had disappeared. So, it's very, very dangerous. And I just want parents to understand what we're doing to our kids. They think they're keeping them safe in case there's a school shooting or something, but there's more of damaging effects from this stuff from the kids having it every day, and they don't know what they're doing, and all this stuff goes to data centers.
Your cell phone's not going to save you if there's a school shooter on your campus.
No.
It happens much too quickly for that.
Correct.
And really, by the time someone starts shooting, someone's heard it and called the cops anyway.
Correct.
So that's a big myth that they have to have it because of that.
Right.
The only thing I can see a benefit is for teenagers who might be going on a trip if they were to get stranded. I mean, I could see something like that, but that's kind of a stretch. But you're kind of espousing a losing argument because cell phones are, I mean, even the poorest people can afford them and they have
Right.
them. In fact, when illegals cross the border, they're now given cell phones.
I think that is so that they can stay in communication with others across the country in case they want to do some terrorist attacks and
I
that
was
kind of
just going to
thing.
say that. Thank you for taking the words out of my mouth. You exactly took the words out of my mouth. Well, let me ask you a question, because I the warning you sent me, it said danger, and I forget the exact verbiage, but it said this is dangerous to humans, animals, blah blah blah. Okay, how is there not lawsuits over this?
I think there's going to be just like finding out what the FCC did last week. They are a spectrum allocation agency. They are not a health agency. The FDA is in charge of the emissions from wireless radiation. So there's all kinds of stuff going on, but this can take it to another whole level with attorneys, because they kept all this stuff quiet, and it should have been brought out to the public. And then on top of it should have been stuff that was given to our attorneys on our side, so
You
they
mean in
were,
your lawsuit?
yeah.
So are you saying that the other side in your lawsuit withheld exculpatory evidence?
Correct.
Wow, that's serious. I mean, that's grounds for disbarment and for jail.
Well, we won the lawsuit August 13th of 2021,
Okay.
and that was over 5G and health effects. Okay. Well, as of about 3 or 4 months ago, the FCC is now stating they're not going to look at the evidence for another 2 years. And we had 11,000 pages of evidence of harm by wireless radiation.
I guess what bothers me about this, Virginia, is they say we're going to take 2 years, but that's two things, and there's legal terms I'm going to throw out here: depraved indifference and reckless endangerment. Shouldn't there be a follow-up lawsuit right now on those bases?
Well, I'm sure they're working on it. So they have this, the Environmental Health Trust has this FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. It's a project. So they're going to start digging through some of this stuff and finding out what's been going on here. So, you know, this is really bad. It looks really bad for the FCC, and it should. And I've said this when I was going to city council here in Fort Collins talking about these smart meters. I said, this is nothing less than reckless endangerment to the public.
So, okay, this is kind of old information, but I'm telling you, the public is generally unaware of this. And I can tell you from conversations I have privately. So, talk to the public right now here on our show. Tell them the smart meters that measure their utility usage, and someday we'll regulate it completely. Tell them what the danger is for them and the inhabitants of their home.
Well, we're actually finding out that I've mentioned this before. Curtis Bennett, he's the thermo guy. You can look him up on the internet. When all these meters are going off all the time, it's actually causing seismic activity in the atmosphere. And what this does is it just rattles everything. And over time, we're finding out that this is causing problems with the wiring of the walls of our homes, and it can actually start fires in your insulation and all kinds of stuff. And there's no surge protectors in them. And I believe this is why the insurance companies across the board are not going to insure home fires anymore, because they know that these things cause fires.
You just, I'm almost speechless because I didn't even think of that avenue. Let me relate this to a parallel situation, not related to the electronic frequencies. We haven't had a claim in decades on our home, our autos, nothing, knock on wood, right? But we haven't had a claim yet. Our rates went up by almost half. And they're just outrageous. And what I asked him, I called and I said, I'm going to talk to your supervisor. I don't want an official that answers the phone. And so I talked to a few of these people, and they gave a universal, you could tell, standard answer. All the natural disasters because of climate change have caused unusual high claims and blah, 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 blah. And I said, man, I said, you're either a really good liar or you're totally brainwashed. I finally found an insurance actuary, and then they turned me on to a friend of his who crunches the numbers. And what they admitted to me was the high death rate from vaccines is causing them to pay off life claims decades earlier than they normally would, and it's bankrupting them. So, okay, I got an answer there. But now what you're saying, you've hit me between the eyes. I need time to process this because what you're telling me is they know that home fires could be exacerbated by the smart meters. So they're not insuring homes for fire and increasing rates. And I know that's true. I
The other
know
thing,
that's
and what people don't understand
true.
too, we talk about these electric cars. They're so heavy, Dave, that the insurance companies for your auto insurance, they're expecting deadlier crashes coming because of these electric vehicles.
About how much heavier are they? Do you know?
I'm not real sure, but I know that the overpasses cannot handle the weight.
Really?
And yeah, I mean,
I have not heard this.
tears up your roads. I mean, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And then, of all things, with Fort Collins, if there's anybody from Fort Collins listening, the city is getting rid of all of our trash services because they said all of them are tearing up the roads. Well, they want you to go with Republic Trash Service. So I typed in Republic Ta Trash Service / World Economic Forum. And all this stuff pops up. So, yeah, it's all part of the agenda. And they want to get electric trash trucks too. And like I said, they tear up the roads.
Let's
And you.
go through that again. Electronic trash services, is that what you said they were called?
No, Republic Trash Service.
Republic Trash Service. and do a combo search term with the World Economic Forum.
Correct.
And what do you find specifically?
That they're all under the arm of the World Economic Forum.
Do they give any disclaimers about dangers?
No. No. And you know, to me, I keep thinking it's a monopoly. How can they take all these other trash services and put them out of business? And of course, we have to have an opt-out fee if you're not going to use Republic Trash Service as of September.
How do they charge you an opt-out fee? Because then, in effect, they're requiring you to use a service. And the way they got away with this crap with Obamacare is they called Obamacare a tax.
Right.
Remember that? So, how do they get away legally with, are they just doing it and hope they don't get challenged?
Probably. And but you know, it is so bad here in Fort Collins. There's so many people moving here, and I just think to myself, oh, you just jumped from the frying pan into the fire, you know. So you know, they just don't get it. People just, I try and tell my neighbors, some of them are really good though, and we can talk, you know. I've gotten over the years where we can talk, but you know, for the most part, people just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
When they're
I,
completely
one of the most common
controlled.
comments I get on my shows, people will write into a comment line or send me an email. Dave, I try to share this with everybody, but a lot of people just don't want to be bothered because they don't believe it or they're afraid to believe it. And
Right.
that's, proceed at your own peril. That's just amazing. The other thing too about electric cars, you brought it up. It takes more polluting energy to manufacture them than it does regular cars.
Right.
And it's not close. It's not close. Well,
Not at
listen,
all.
I taught research at the undergrad and graduate level for years. And, let me just put it this way. I couldn't put together a semblance of studies related to climate change, linked to what they're doing and how what they're doing to us will mitigate anything. There's nothing from a research standpoint that validates what they're doing. Nothing.
Right. Nothing.
And I'm saying this as a professional researcher. That's just absolutely incredible. Okay, so going back, to the cell phone warnings that are now omnipresent, if people will just bother to look. I guess what I'm wondering about, we all, if I say Camp Lejeune, people don't think about a marine training base anymore. They think about lawsuits for groundwater pollution and all this other stuff. And that's what, because that's all we see on TV. If you have TV on late at night, you're going to see a Camp Lejeune ad, contact this lawyer if you've ever lived near there or served on the base. Why aren't we seeing this with this real public warning? It's mind-boggling. Why aren't the lawyers jumping on this?
I've asked myself this several times. I do know that we don't have a lot of lawyers, and actually, the Children's Health Defense is looking for some good telecom attorneys that might want to come in and help. So, you know, and if you know of somebody, I mean, call Children's Health Defense. I mean, there's ways to get hold of them and ask about it because, yeah, the attorney that I had, Scott McCulloch. He came out of retirement 3 times. He was a utility and telecoms expert, and he was on the other side for many years, and now he sees how bad it is. So, you know, they just need more people.
I just shaking my head in absolute amazement that the lawyers aren't jumping on this because you have the majority of the population of their potential victims. Is there a gap with cause and effect? In other words, you're exposed to cell phone radiation, and even though they give the disclaimer and take some responsibility, there's a hard time getting a causal effect between the cell phone use and certain medical conditions.
There's a 10-year latency period for using a cell phone. Now, I don't think that that latency period is going to even be that long with all these kids getting these cell phones. So, it's been, most of us say it's just going to take a body count before people figure this out, and I hope not. And that's why I'm out trying to tell people, because I lost a son from this, and you do not want to lose a child from this. That's all I can say.
This is, like I said, this is beyond criminal. That's why when I hear stories like this, Virginia, this is why it makes more sense to me to look at things that government-sponsored agencies are doing through the lens of depopulation. I mean, they're trying to harm us. I mean, if you just look at the Biden administration, I could not tell you one positive thing they've done for the average person, not one. But I can give you a whole laundry list of things they're doing that are harming people.
Correct.
That's
Correct.
just.
And I personally think the World Economic Forum, I know, is in charge, but you've got people like Bill Gates, and people like this that are behind the scenes that are pushing them to do this stuff. So, I've said this all along. If Klaus Schwab doesn't want us to have anything by 2030, maybe he needs to be the one that starts all of this, and he can try and be happy without any of it. So, it's something that needs to be dealt with, and there's going to be attorneys on this like you can't believe. And here's a couple of questions from Theodora from the Environmental Health Trust. She says, why did the FCC perform these tests and then decide not to release the results to the public while it was conducting rulemaking on this very subject? Think about that one. Why did the FCC refuse to release all the records on this issue? It is outrageous that the US allows phones to be tested with whatever separation distance the companies want, and phones should be tested the way they are used.
When
And
you
it
say
talks.
separation distance, are you meaning the distance between a human and the device?
Correct.
Okay.
And nobody uses them like that. They put them up against their heads, they put them in their pockets. I actually talked to a politician that was starting to have breathing problems, and he couldn't figure out why. And he said he took his cell phone out of his shirt pocket, and he said he realized within a couple of weeks that was what was causing his breathing problems. It's crazy. So,
It is.
like I said, I don't know why a parent would go and get a cell phone for a child. Right now, if you get a landline phone, it's average of $43 a month, and I think the average cell phone bill is $125 a month. And I see, because I don't have one and I haven't had one forever, I don't even think about the darn things. But when I'm out in the public, I see people using these things and they're having just crazy conversations that I think to myself, why can't you just go home and talk to this person on the phone, and it's just really bad, Dave. It's something that's we've let this industry go too long, and they've got a lot of money now, so I'm sure they've got good attorneys as well. But just the fact that we won this lawsuit in August of 2013 or of 2021, that's huge. We didn't think that we'd even get through that far.
I'm surprised that the other side didn't try to spend you into oblivion.
Right.
That was shocking to me that you were able to win, because I thought they would have buried your side in paperwork, and your legal fees would have been astronomical.
Robert Kennedy Jr. put in a lot of money towards all this. So,
Really?
yeah,
So he helped your group?
he helped our group. This man is wonderful. Really is. He's on all this stuff with the vaccinations and everything else, and we're not going to let this go until something's changed. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I'm ready for something to start happening with all this.
Yeah, I know you've been on the trail of this, but it's omnipresent. Let me tell you what I found with Big Pharma, and I suspect that the same thing is true with the FCC and cell phone companies. When someone's working like for Pfizer, for example, they retire, they're hired by the CDC or NIH to go to work for them. And when they retire from the government agency, they go to work for big corporate in the same field. Do you find that same revolving door?
Absolutely. I start investigating the DLA Piper law firm, and Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Imhoff, worked for them for 30 years. They are a global law firm, and they've got offices in China, Ukraine, you name it. It's everywhere. But everybody that has been working within the FCC is now, once they are quitting the FCC, they go right directly to DLA Piper Law Firm.
Okay, that answers my question, and that's why I asked it, because I would suspect this is how they keep that cooperation between government and corporate together. Absolutely incredible. You see the same thing with the SEC and Wall Street too. Exact same relationship.
Right.
It's so ancestral. I've called. I've even talked to politicians. I said, "Why don't you put a 5-year moratorium? Once you quit government service, you can't go to work for related corporate that you oversaw for 5 years." And then we turn around and Jennifer Grantham, the Secretary of Energy, she lied to the Senate. She had 600 accounts in her oversight that she was looking, and she had stock in them. She was basically policing herself. And then we found out that most of her employees are top level officials. Same thing, same thing. So it's corruption across the board. But you asked a question, I'm going to respond to it. Why would a parent allow a kid to get a cell phone? Because they don't know.
Right.
They don't
Well,
know.
that's why this is why these your program is so important for the public to hear. And if other people hear it, you just have to look up the Children's Health Defense, look up the Environmental Health Trust, and you can the Children's Health Defense, you can join it for $10 a year, and they'll send you stuff. And they have they are just doing wonderful things. They're suing over these vaccinations and everything too. And just to let you know, the DLA Piper Law Firm co-authored the Paris Agreement. DLA Piper Law Firm also had 90 attorneys on this COVID-19 vaccine stuff. So, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm finding a lot of reputable medical people, and I mean reputable people whose credentials are beyond reproach. And they're telling me there's a 5G interface with the vaccines because of what they're calling nanobots. That's their term. Are you aware of that?
Yes. Yes. None of it's good. None of it's good, and they know it, and they rely on our stupidity. I mean, they really do, Dave. And I just tell people, if you're concerned about something, look something up. Everything I hear, if I don't feel comfortable with it, I will research it. And it is not that hard to do.
No, people say that, and this information is easy to find. When Dr. Anna, as I like to call her, Anna Mihajic, when she was sending me that, she sends me stuff every single day. It's incredible. And she goes, because I know you'll act on it, Dave. When you read it, you'll find a way to weave this in. And she's been on my show probably 6-week intervals, and I go and try to validate what she is saying in the very beginning before I knew her and trusted her. I kept finding stuff she was, it was just over and over and over. The research is overwhelming on this stuff. It's just been amazing. But let me just share this with you. The World Economic Forum, you brought them up, is a driving agency for both what you're talking about and the vaccines and the interface between the two. Okay. Now, here's what I found with the World Economic Forum. The Young Global Leaders Program is more extensive than people are led to believe. Let me give you an example. There are people in county government in Maricopa County, where I live, that have gone through the Young Global Leaders Training Program for the WEF. The mayor of Phoenix, Kate Gallego, she's been through the training. I mean, this is how far down it's come. I mean, we all know about Tulsi Gabbard and Mitch McConnell and people like that. You know, the prominent faces in government have been part of this, but they're down to the county and civil level, a city level now. Were you aware of that? I imagine you're seeing the same thing in Fort Collins.
Oh, absolutely. There's actually something called the GULF, and that's the Global University Leaders Forum. Nobody knows about that either.
No,
So
I don't know about that. Tell me about it.
it's just the Global University Leaders Forum. So all the universities are connected to the World Economic Forum. The way I look at it, Dave, is remember they were talking about Common Core and how bad all this was, back in the day. Well, this is all coming down from the World Economic Forum, the race, critical race theory, all this stuff. So yeah, this is the driving force of all of it.
Give me the name of that again, please.
The Gulf.
GULF.
GULF, and it's the Global University Leaders Program. And it was, and so I was looking into this last week because we've had all these, riots and stuff or whatever on the college campuses. And so I started looking into that last week, and it's amazing. But actually, Davos of 2024, they actually brought up that there could be problems and riots on the college campuses. Now, how did they know that?
I can tell you, I already know how they know. I do a weekly show with Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor. He fought Antifa up in Portland when that was hot and he was at the border. And Doug still has sources. I have my sources. George Soros is funding this the same way that he did Antifa and that nonsense that we all know he did. And you know, here's another way you can tell. And I brought this up on our last show together with Doug. I said, isn't it interesting? It's at Harvard and Stanford and these prestigious universities, but you're not seeing these disturbances at Podunk Community College. You're not seeing that. And so you know they're planted to go to the high-profile universities to get maximum exposure.
Correct.
And it's just another way of diverting our attention away from what's important and to pit one side against another. I mean, you're either on Team Israel or Team Hamas, and we're going to judge you by this. And there are now professors losing their job if they say the wrong thing. And it's almost like COVID reenacted again. Say something against the vaccine and you're out.
Right.
And this is it's just amazing. But it's George Soros related. It's the same kind of crap. It really is. But it's so disturbing, though, because you have been so consistent through the years on presenting this information about how deadly it is, that it's amazing. I want to ask you a question because I have my cell phone here. It's sitting over 3 feet away from me. Am I safe when it's 3 feet away?
Yeah, you're probably safe. The problem is, the cell towers bring all this in. And I think this is the reason why the FCC isn't going to look at all the 11,000 pages of documented harm from wireless is because they want to do it in 2 more years and think about how many 5G towers are going to get installed in that amount
Yeah,
of
I
time.
know. Well, they're even talking about making mini towers on people's lawns every so many homes. Have you heard that?
Yeah, right now the Children's Health Defense, there's a lady suing. They put a 5G tower up right by her house, and she's had 51 mini strokes.
Oh. Yeah, well, some people are extra sensitive to it too. And I would imagine it's a lot like stress. And you know, I'll come at this as you know, a former therapist and an instructor of psychology. People ask me, well, how does stress affect your health? And I said, well, it depends where you're vulnerable. If you have too much stress, it can affect your mental health. If you have a tendency towards mental illness, it can affect your heart. If you have cardiac issues that you've inherited, I said, so it attacks you where you're the weakest. Is that true? Have you found that to be true for cell phone radiation as well?
Well, sure. And I'm sure this lady knew that the cell tower, what it was and everything. But, and I'm sure there was a lot of anxiety and stress involved for her. But, I was talking to a doctor last week, and we were talking about people that are not as sensitive to this stuff, and he said they are the ones that are actually more in danger because they don't feel it. And once they're diagnosed with cancer or something, then they realize they've been exposed to it. Whereas some of these people that are very sensitive are, they feel it immediately, and they have to hide themselves from all this stuff. So,
How do you get away from it? You can't drive down a road without passing these cell phone towers.
well, a lot of people have put up tents in their houses. A lot of people have sold their homes and moved to rural areas, and you can't even get away from it in the rural areas anymore either. So, it's very scary. Plus, you've got we've got over 1 million satellites up in the skies now. So, that is the whole thing is just frightening to me. So, but as long
Okay.
as we can get people to understand what's going on and try and protect themselves.
Yeah, I've got something from my end I want to ask you. Like, if I'm going to use cell phone, and sometimes I have long commutes because I live rural, I'll have it in the seat away from me, 4 or 5 feet away, and I'll use a voice command, and my computer for my automobile actually handles the call. Okay, because it's synced up to my cell phone. How much danger am I in doing something like that?
Well, you don't want to ever use a cell phone in a car because it's like a Faraday cage. The
Oh, dear.
signals bounce around the whole car, and I see moms with their kids in their car seats, and they're beyond their cell phone, and it just makes me really sad. I mean, the signals bounce around. When you're driving on the highway, your phone will always be at max power because it's always looking for the next cell tower.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Have you noticed a big cognitive decline in me through the years? I just,
Not so much.
oh,
I think you're a little
you
more
just
aware
wrecked
than
my
most people.
day. You wrecked my day with that.
Well,
That is stunningly. But here's a question I wonder about too. Okay. If you and I can figure this out, and I'm no longer working for a university, and I don't think all universities are part of this GULP program. I don't think the private Christian universities buy into this.
no, but it's all the big major ones.
I would agree with that. I do agree with that entirely. And I'll tell you why, because I taught at a private university for 14 years, and now the federal government's trying to shut them down. And they're going after the two biggest ones, Grand Canyon University and Liberty University. And they're trying to shut them down because they said they didn't disclose costs to their students and they're making too much money. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I was an employee there for 14 years. My son went there, got a double major, graduated, and scholarships. He had an academic, but that doesn't pay for everything. We knew every cost in advance and it never deviated. They're lying through their teeth and they're bragging they want to shut them down. That's why I said I don't think that they're part of this, but here's the thing that bothers me. If you and I know this, your Phoenix City Council, your Fort Collins City Council, they have to have some knowledge of this. Maybe not every one of them, but some of them have to know, hey, I'm at risk here because you've told them, other public interest groups have told them, there's been lawsuits out there. They're getting talked to by the lawyers behind closed doors about what to say and not to say publicly. How do they think they're going to escape this?
They're not.
Yeah, but then why do they participate in their own demise?
Because I personally think there's a lot of money going under the table in these meetings, and I think people have, it always comes down to money, Dave, always. And
Wait a minute, can
it
you spend it when you're dead?
no, that's what I keep telling them. I stood up in front of city council talking about 5G one night, and I said, you know what? This is going to affect every one of you. Every one of your family members, even your children, your friends, your loved ones. And I said, is it worth it? I said, it's going to kill you. I mean, this is how bad it is. It's going to kill you. It's pathetic.
Well,
And
I'm not
this is
using
where
my
we're at.
cell phone in the manner of which you told me I was in a Faraday cage. I'm going to stop that instantly.
Well, it's the same
And
way,
so
Dave,
you
if
think they would take the same precautions?
right. You want to also do that if you get in an elevator or a train or a bus or
Yeah.
an airplane and look at everybody in the airplanes. It's crazy.
It is absolutely nuts. How about people that just play the games on it? Are you getting the same exposure?
Sure.
Okay, I thought that would be true.
Yeah.
You're just so full of good news here. I'm going to tell you right now, Virginia, when I publish our interview, I'm going to get some pushback because people don't want to admit what they've done to themselves is harmful, or more importantly, what they've allowed happen to their kids that they didn't know about. And
Well,
I
look.
would tell people here, don't blame yourself. It's not your fault if you didn't know. Now that you
Right.
know, you may want to look into it. Where can people go to follow and learn what you have learned?
Boy, I just do all kinds of research all the time, but mostly I say the Children's Health Defense, because you're going to get the vaccines, you're going to get you're going to get they're fighting all of this stuff, and the they're going to tell you the harm that's come out from it, and they always have videos that you can listen to the experts within this. And also, there's an attorney from the Children's Health Defense I was listening to about a month ago, and he said we're to the point now where he basically I've had attorneys say that we may not survive all this stuff. We're paying to kill ourselves. That's what we're doing. And it's a beautiful thing for the people at the top.
So I'm not so crazy because I'm looking at this through the lens of depopulation,
Right.
and it just makes you wonder, is there a buffer? Is there a fail safe that's protecting the purveyors of this technology?
I'm not real sure. I'm sure they're all aware of it, and they can afford to do shielding. They can afford to do all this stuff to keep themselves safe, and it's really kind of cost prohibitive for most people. So that's why it's just better not to use the stuff. And if people didn't use cell phones, were meant for emergencies and emergencies only. So with that said, if people didn't use these darn things all the time, the vaccine ID thing would fail, the digital currency, because people, wouldn't be doing stuff on their phones with the banks. I think a lot of this stuff would come down.
You're sounding like me. You better be careful because I've been advocating. I've said that when we're in the early stages of a tyranny, and we are, we're transitioning between a democratic republic to a dictatorship. And right now, we have enough numerical superiority if people would just say, "Nope, we're not going to do anything that's illegal, harmful, or unconstitutional." We could stop this through just mass. We're not doing what you tell us to do, and their
Right.
system would collapse. But if enough of us go away and they firmly get their hooks into us with their technology, like smart cities and CBDC and stuff like that, it's game over for humanity.
Right.
And I can't get people to see that. A lot of people, when I make a statement like that, they think I've lost my mind. And if I would have heard myself say this, say 10 years ago, I'd have said, yeah, maybe I should go see one of my psychology friends. Maybe I can get some treatment. But I only can react to what I've seen. And people like you are putting out the truth, and I have researched this enough to know that what you're saying is true. But it's scary that the public is still so unsuspecting.
Right.
And people of Congress, they're not going to get shielded. You think they'd move to stop it? But here's another thing I'm wondering. This is what I'm finding in the health industry and in the Justice Department. These federal agencies aren't waiting for Congress to pass laws. They're illegally making their own laws through administrative fiat. Do you find that with the FCC?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry for asking a stupid question if I asked.
No, it that's what's going on. I think the FDA is involved. I think all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
And it's involuntary stuff that they're doing to us. I mean, I don't want to be a volunteer for this type of tyranny. I really don't, I used to was when I started fighting cell phones back in 2009, I at that point I was cell tower paranoid, and I can't believe how quickly they've rolled all this stuff out. So, it's kind of mind-boggling to me at times, and I don't understand the addiction to these devices. I just don't understand them.
Are they addicting?
Yes.
Do you know anything about the mechanisms of addiction? How do they get people hooked?
Well, I don't know. Barry Trower talked about this with a bunch of us once, and he just said the same chemical reaction as if you're on morphine or heroin. This type of radiate these phones cause that within your brain. I mean, it
No.
changes your brain functions. That's what it does.
There was a therapist I was working with at one time that explained it this way to me, and I haven't broken this down scientifically, but here's what he said. He said, think about when you see that red light going on and off on your phone, meaning you got a message. Someone really cares about you. You're important. And he said, that gives you a dopamine high. And he said,
That's
you can get
it.
addicted to that dopamine high. And he told me that's why kids in school are so addicted to their phones, and no matter what their teachers threaten them with, they're still going to find a way to get on their phone.
Right.
Have you found anything like that as far as an explanation, anything close to that?
No, it's the dopamine, you're right. And like I said, these kids are just being completely taken over by these things. And they can't, they can't. I saw kids last week that were on skateboards going down a hill in front of my house and went right through an intersection and didn't look either way for a car. And they were on their cell phones.
On
I
a
mean,
skateboard?
on a
Well,
skateboard.
I hate to say this, I'd have trouble staying up on a skateboard, much less talk on the damn phone.
Right.
That's
Well, this.
crazy.
This is what I'm seeing. And so, and this stuff causes all kinds of behavioral problems for kids in school. And I actually went and talked to Rocky Mountain High School here in town, had a cancer cluster. And I went and talked to the principal and the vice principal. And the one question he looked at me, he says, "Can this have something to do with behavioral problems?" And I said, "Absolutely. It's probably the cause, number one cause for it."
I'm going to throw something at you, and this is totally speculative on my part. And if you had not said this, I wouldn't have thought to ask this. But I have noticed the incidence of violence of youth towards teachers and teachers' aides and them getting beaten up by students. I mean, it's exploding across the country. You can't go on Twitter or now X without finding examples of this. Well, what caused this? Well, the teacher tried to take away a cell phone and the teacher got attacked. And what I suspect is there's something in these frequencies that is stimulating the fight or flight mechanism. In other words, I'm in danger, so I can run or I can fight. And you're getting into parts of the brain like the hypothalamus, where the fight or flight is centered. And have you heard any explanations like this about linkage to behavior issues with violence?
We talk about it all the time. We know that this is a big problem. I actually had for Easter went to Denver to my daughter-in-law's parents' house, and her sister was there and actually had just gotten beat up by a bunch of kids at school. I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. And I do know I've got a couple of granddaughters, and the school with which they go now. I've been in contact with the principal and the vice principal. They are not allowing cell phones in the schools now, and there's some other schools in Colorado that are not allowing them. So this is a good trend to keep going. But I'm only one person, and there's not enough of us fighting this stuff. So it's going to be up to the parents that go to these schools. And I'll tell you what, you don't want to have your kids in Wi-Fi either. They tested Environmental Health Trust tested. Wi-Fi at the schools, and it's like 1,000 times, it's industrial Wi-Fi. It's 1,000 times stronger than if you go into a coffee shop and sit and use Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction. There's going to be some parents that hear this that aren't going to be threatened or feel like they're being demeaned, and we're not doing that, people. Believe me, you
No,
don't know
no.
what you don't know. So we're not being critical, but they're going to hear this and they're going to take notes on it. Virginia, this has been very valuable. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for you to take time out of your day and come on here and share this. And I'll tell you send me stuff and I go, let's do a show. Well, let's keep doing it. And
Okay.
I do appreciate you and the work that you do. And I know we may be making some people uncomfortable, but we're trying to help. That's all we're trying to do. Virginia, thank you so much for joining us on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.
You bet.